Hi, good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Super excited to be back here after 2 weeks. So just getting set up here, but I hope everyone is having as peaceful of a morning as possible. And yeah, today's show is called What the Funk, because there's a lot going on, and I really just, you know, what the funk, bro. So, anyways, just give me a second to set up here. Got a great show for you today, I suppose. My pastime is just making these playlists, and thinking. So, yeah, I will get started. Up first, we have a Skunk Anansie song. It is called Lately. I highly suggest looking up the music video to this song. It's so good and like off center, but super like, I don't know, inspirational. I really loved it. So anyways, I'm gonna play that in like just a second. Just hold your horsies. Yeah, and I'm excited to be here.
Save it for the last.
Hi. Why can't I hear myself? Oh. Okay, so that was Lately by Skunk Anansie, and accidentally hit shuffle on my playlist. So that was Bodies by the Smashing Pumpkins, and there was supposed to be a little bit of a different build-up to that. No matter, though, because things happen as they should, I suppose. And, yeah, just to talk about Lately... Should I talk about Lately the song or Lately recently? I'm trying to think of anything cool and epic. Yeah. I just hit, like, I don't know. I've been meditating so much. I've meditated for like 60 days as of like two days ago. So yeah, I am actually hovering, above my chair right now, which is really cool. A new skill I've developed. Additionally, you know, February was so, like, congrats on making it here. It's been a really wild month. And there, you know, I think things are turning around a bit. And I feel like, I don't know. I like having my, I have about like 200 playlists, starting from like 2018 or something. And it's a really cool, like, little diary to see, you know, what have I been thinking for the past several years? And yeah, like, what patterns am I like, you know, subjecting myself to or subjected to throughout life? And yeah, it's been a reflective period for sure. And I feel like lately, if I'm reflecting, I think, the soundtrack you have to life is important, I guess. And I've been really conscious of the music I've been listening to recently because, you know, I wonder if it like feeds or sustains like, you know, negative moods or emotions. As much as it's important to feel everything, you know, what control do I have over, like, you know, helping myself stay in these certain spaces or whatever? And then Bodies by the Smashing Pumpkins, that song is just so, like, the guitar or whatever that's, like, really warm and fuzzy, but it's, like, so good to me. There's nothing like staring at the ceiling listening to this song. I promise. So yeah, Up next, which is really the second song on this little list I have, is a Nova Twins song. Very headbang core. And yeah, hope you enjoy. Trying to think of what else. You know, today for me, you know, I've just been sitting back, watching life happen a little bit. And I feel like these songs are a good soundtrack to that, good soundtrack for a lot of things, but especially just sitting. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Just talking, maybe talking too much. I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. It definitely is. So I'm just gonna.
I'm already here.
All right, that was Twitch by the Nova Twins, My Friends by Lower Town, and Into the Light by Susie and the Banshees, I guess. I've been going through this debate in my mind, like if I listen to music for like the lyrics or the sound or how it makes me feel. Kind of cool, I'm in this class where I'm, you know, learning about the brain and its inner workings and how it produces behavior and stuff, you know, as my major requires. But yeah, like music touches like every part of your brain or something. I've been listening to on Spotify, they have these meditation frequencies, or you look up meditation and then it's just like these I don't know, like these playlists, and then they're all like sounds of like this one particular frequency and supposedly have like whatever. So I have been, you know, putting that on and letting it fix me while I do things in the background. I kind of recommend, I think it's helping. And then of course you have to balance it out with some loud and angry music because, you know, you got to hold both. But as pertaining to these past three songs and the lyrics and, you know, what I'm really listening for, and just to share what I'm listening for, which is always cool and fun. I always love what other people hear in music, because then it just, you know, you can't see the world without like a bajillion perspectives like coming together and painting the entire picture of the universe, etc. But I guess most recently I've been listening to Into the Light because it's awesome. And I talked about it last show, maybe, or maybe the show before, I think both shows, but I had this playlist called No Expectations Nat when I went abroad, and I keep going back to it, and I don't really, you know, I had a crazy summer as well, and I've been, you know, not in the most you know, I haven't been in one place for a long time, in a long time, I guess. But this song was on that playlist, and I think there's a line that I get stuck on. Standing in the light, I never wanted to be right. Yeah. First of all, bars. Second of all, yeah, I think light, or in whatever form, whether it be like, you know, truth or sunshine or being yourself in visibility, you know, I don't want to be right. I just want to be like true or whatever. Well, I do want to be right. I think being, you can't be wrong if you're, you know, being true to yourself, if you will, I guess. Yeah, and I like the build up. It's definitely, have been waking up so many mornings with a tummy ache, and it's so, also learning about like the gut and the brain and the vagus nerve and stuff. And a lot of the serotonin your body produces is in your tum-tum. So I gotta hand it's just a constant feedback of, you know, mentally, if I'm unwell, then my stomach's unwell. But then if my stomach's unwell, I'm mentally unwell. And then it just circles back. But it's all good. And I think, you know, I think I'm one of those, you know, psych people that like I'm learning about my, I love learning about like myself and kind of regaining this sense of like, okay, I understand what's happening, you know, what's going on is not the end of the world. And yeah, I think also I was on the air with my friend yesterday on the show For the Masses. It's a great show. but kind of talking about this. She had a really sweet, like, interlude of talking about how, like, it was this long quote, but it ended with, like, you are a person worth fighting for, or whatever. And that's so true. At the end of the day, as many people that have your back, you know, they will always be there. But, you know, you are the one that has your back indefinitely. And what was I gonna say? Indefinitely have your back. Oh, also, just like the human condition and biology and stuff. It's like, if it were up to me, I would not wake up with a stomach ache every day and feel like I can't breathe. But I'm so chill. And at the same time, you know, it's just gotta surrender to biology sometimes, I guess. But also, you know, we're all special, but we're all, you know, bound to, you know, we're all special, and it doesn't make us less special when we look at, like, you know, 99.9% of the things we have in common, biologically speaking. Feels vastly different sometimes. Anyways, yeah, definitely. You know, also have been thinking about reframing loss and such. Like, instead of the world feeling like it's caving in and crumbling, thinking of, you know, it's shedding and molting and becoming a butterfly out of its cocoon, or, you know, walls are opening up to a new chapter, etc. I love being vague. It is my favorite thing ever. I'm the vaguest. Actually, that's not true. Anyways, you know, I'm going to play one more song, then I'm going to give a little PSA, because that's super important while you're on the air. But up next is Monitor by Sushi and the Manchies.
Monitor, bedside, for the people inside.
Okay, that was Monitor by, someone just honked outside. Hope they're having a good day. That was Monitor by Susie and the Banshees. Just started listening to their album Juju this past week. It's really good. And I like listening to, you know, air quote, not older music, but, you know, music that was born before me. You know, as testament to, you know, the human condition and people moving through feelings for a long time, I suppose. and yeah, I really like that album. I think it's really good. And it's, you know, gothic or whatever. But anyways, enough about my, you know, thoughts. And here's some numbers to think about in the worldwide prison populations. So the United States, as maybe is common knowledge at this point, has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners in Russia, I believe. So those are some numbers to think about, and this is a message in the public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, I don't know the most in the world about prisons. There are some, not the most in the world. I do know of, I guess, EJI and Bryan Stevenson, the GOAT. Suggest looking into his work. It is really meaningful and moving. And speaking of moving, this song is called M by The Cure. And I was going to say it sounds like a tummy ache, but I don't want to, like, you know, induce those feelings in listeners. But I feel like it's cool and, like, different, but, you know, it's definitely a song people have heard before. I'm just gonna play it.
Thank you.
Okay, that was M by The Cure. And then before I play the next song, which is The Happening by The Pixies, I don't know a lot of the words they're saying in this song until they get to... my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free. I feel like that just, that sticks out to me in bold. So maybe listen for that. It's towards the end. But yeah, hope you enjoy the song. That was The Happening by The Pixies and M by The Cure. Getting to the last 12-ish minutes of this showzy. And I have two songs that are about 6 minutes long. Anyways, I found this on my Discover Weekly last week, and it's kind of super upbeat sounding, but the lyrics are a little different. And I feel like I love holding both, and I really like this song. So anyways, this is Darkness by Sweet Trip. Thank you so much for listening, for those of you who are. I hope you're enjoying the tunes, the commentary, you know, trying not to have expectations of myself at this hour and this period, etc. Also, full moon was last night. I'm entering a new reality or whatever. You know, thank you for bearing with me. And I hope you enjoy the last couple of songs. I think they're really good and end on a high note. So, eh.
Darkness.
Okay, that was Darkness by Sweet Trip, and this is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Gonna play you out with some Daft Punk. My housemates showed me this song, and it's just absolutely fixed me. I'm excited to play it. And I hope everyone has an awesome day and takes care of themselves and give yourself time to feel your feelings, and no feeling is final, and I'm reading things off the wall right now. Let all things happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. Boom. Okay, here is Contact by Daft Punk. I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me.
I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.